All right, so just a couple of weeks ago, Cypher PK made a video about Fortnite OG. Now, I'm going to be mostly reacting to this, giving my own input, and also talking about what Cypher PK got right, also what he got wrong, and maybe some of the opinion-based things that I haven't touched on and that most of the community might like. So let's get right into it. So the first thing that I want to go over is Fortnite OG Season 1. And this is something that I actually agree on a lot with Cypher PK, is that he talks about that it was way too long.
What went wrong with Fortnite OG? In my opinion, it started in the very beginning because we started off in Fortnite OG Season 1 for over 60 days. It only lasted 40 days. The fact that it lasted longer when it came back in Fortnite OG than it did when it originally came out back in 2017 is crazy.
And I 100% agree with him as well that they made it so much longer now than what it was even in 2017 because since it was only for 40 days and the game was brand new, Battle Royale was brand new for Fortnite. Obviously, they can keep it pretty short or pretty long. I mean, the game's new. Come on. People are going to know that there's going to be bugs in the game and also it's going to show the world if they like it or not. But since we got it back and since it was so boring, they should have made it only about 15 days. Realistically, 15 to 20 days.
When it came out, there was like over 1 million players playing Fortnite OG. But quickly, it dwindled as the time passed because people just lost interest in the bare-bones version of Fortnite.
Now, I actually do disagree a lot with Cypher PK on this remark, and that being that Fortnite OG had a ton of players off rip, over 1 million, and that it completely died down. Now, this just happens, especially when we haven't seen the mode like this in 7 years, and a lot of people haven't even seen what it was like back in Season 0, Season 1-ish. So I totally understand why it got such a high player base at the start, how there was 1.3 million people on the first day, and then it started to die down after the first week or two. That's 100% understandable, and that's how it is with everything that gets hyped up so much, especially with something like Fortnite, just because of the cultural impact that Chapter 1 had. But obviously, there's not going to be peak player counts like we saw back in 2017, up until the live events, and more up until Season 5, and honestly, anything from this point forward.
You know, I've seen Fortnite OG get close to 100,000 players. That might not seem like a lot, but you guys got to remember most online games out there are struggling to get like 50,000 players. So the fact that just Fortnite OG is getting 100,000 is it's pretty legit. It's pretty legit.
I do understand what Cypher's trying to say, that Fortnite OG having 50,000 players is insane because it's true. A lot of these games that we see that are online, they don't even pull 100,000, 25,000 players. But at the end of the day, Fortnite Chapter 1 had such a cultural impact and so many people prefer it over the newer Fortnite seasons and Fortnite chapters that so many people thought that the player counts would be over 150 to 200,000, maybe even equalizing the main game mode. I'll talk about this in a later video as well, but I think most of the reason that Fortnite OG's player count is down is they just didn't really hit the nail on the head, especially with a lot of gameplay aspects such as the movement, which a lot of people say that doesn't really matter and they'd much rather have modernized movement. But that's for another video, and if Cypher PK does mention that later, then I will be reiterating or re-talking about it.
Is there momentum, though? Is there enough momentum to get the Fortnite OG back to hundreds of thousands of players, if not, you know, 1 million-plus players, for it to compete with the main Battle Royale? I think if they stay the course that they're on, and they just keep updating Fortnite OG, and they go to Season 5, Season 6, the player count will go back up, especially as, like, we get closer to, you know, Season 7 and 8, where a lot of the things that people know to be in Fortnite will have been added by then. But the truth is, a lot of the nostalgia has worn off, and a lot of players are kind of, they're over it, right? They're over.
I think the biggest thing with Fortnite OG as well that he's talked about with like momentum and when will we see the most amount of players? Yes, we have gotten a lot more players as the seasons have gone on. But the biggest problem that I think, which he talks about the nostalgia and how it's worn off, I don't think so at all. I mean, we're not even at the point of getting to nostalgia. Whenever we get to nostalgia, that'll be mainly with the Rocket event and anything past then. But right now, it's just in a weird phase because a lot of the players really didn't start playing Fortnite until Season 4. Realistically, that's when so many people started playing. And once Season 4, close to Season 5 hit, that's when a lot of news outlets and media really started to put Fortnite on the spotlight. So I sort of agree with him here as well. But like I mentioned earlier with gameplay aspects, I don't think it's nostalgia based at all. I think it's mostly just the gameplay aspects and people just don't like the way that it is right now.
OG Fortnite does not have to follow the same path that it did the first time around. It can follow a very similar path, and we'll find out in this first event that happens, because they are doing a live event this season with the rocket ship. I think we'll see if Epic has the balls to rewrite history.
Now, if you don't know what CypherPK is saying, he's basically saying that Fortnite should shift their storyline. Now, here's the problem with this, the only problem. A lot of people, I feel like, are not going to like this at all, because you're manipulating with OG, and what was promised was an OG mode. Listen, I would love to see it. I'm not gonna lie, it would be cool to get an extended storyline of Chapter 1, but we've also gotten some leaks as well that Fortnite Chapter 1 might not be permanent, and it could rotate onto Chapter 2, and so on, and closer to 2026. So that is not 100% confirmed, but I do agree with him. Personally, in my own opinion, I do think that Fortnite Chapter 1 should get an extended storyline to see what would have happened if the zero point didn't break and put us in this black hole and we learned about the loop and all this. I definitely think that this would be a cool addition.
Fortnite OG can go in different directions, and players are going to be almost forced to attend the events and check out the updates. Because things could be different. Things could be different.
Yeah, Cypher's just hit the nail on the head with this one. I 100% agree. Here's the thing. Even if people don't like it, they're going to tune in anyways, and they're going to want to play the game. Having a rewritten story for such an iconic era, I definitely think would be the best thing that Epic could do, and no one else has done it before. That's the biggest thing that Epic does that really no other company does, is surprises like this. If they were to somehow rewrite it, I think that Epic Games would be getting peak player counts on OG, because who wants to miss a rewritten story of something so iconic in history? I know I don't.
Season 11 would be, what if Fortnite never went to Chapter 2? You know, what if we stay on Chapter 1 map, Fortnite added new POIs, new updates, new guns, but on this map, right? But now I don't even know if that's the play. By the time we get to all the 10, through all the 10 seasons, like, will there be enough people interested in OG?
Oh, I definitely think that there's going to be enough people interested in OG, especially after Season X. I mean, like I said earlier, rewriting history. I mean, it would just be absolutely insane to see Epic Games do this. But I mean, trust me, the hype for OG, if they change anything or add anything, like, watch, the Rocket event's going to have easily over 600,000 to 1 million players. I think it could hit 1 million players, if I'm being realistic here. Just because I know if I didn't play OG at all, and I did used to play back in the day, and I knew the Rocket event was coming back, I would want to watch it, especially with a lot of my friends. But yes, there will always be interest for Fortnite OG. We don't have to worry about that.
Is it going to hold the players that it needs to hold for them to even justify making a Season 11? I don't know. I don't know. It's all about resource management here, because now Epic Games, they have Fortnite, they have Ballistics, they have Lego. They have all these new modes. It has to be worth their time. The player count has to be high enough.
I don't even think player count for OG matters to Epic. If it brings them 1 million concurrent players, they're going to get outreach and media outlets talking about them regardless. They'll also be making a lot of sales. So it's worth it for them in the long run to have events like these. I mean, if they get a ton of players on the event, then they will 100% try and extend this to as long as possible. But if they get, let's say, not even 100,000 players for the live event, the Rocket live event, then I do agree with Cypher on that part, because if no one's watching the events, then they're just not going to do it.
I think things will start ramping up as we get closer to the live events. One thing I do want to point out is the live event. There's a screensaver for the live event that shows kind of a different reality of the rocket ship. It could just be for show, like they just put it in.
I don't think that the live event's going to be different at all. I mean, they've kept everything similar. I think if they were going to make it different, we would have known by now. 100%. We would have known by now if it was going to be different. But I do think that was for show. 100%. I think all the live events up until season 10 will be the same. If Fortnite OG stays at the 50 to 100,000 concurrent player base, I do think that they will go to chapter 2. But if not, then I think they will extend the Fortnite OG storyline. And here's the reason why. They're going to get much more players with a brand new, different style storyline than with Chapter 2's storyline that's the exact same that everyone has played. Because if people know that it's just going to be repetitive, no one's going to want to play it because they've already seen it. I mean, yeah, it's cool to relive it, but nobody's just going to keep playing it. That's just not how it's going to work. So I think this is a big test trial because they saw how many players they got back in 2023. There were so many players, but I think they're seeing if exclusivity even matters with these game modes. That's why I think they did it back in 2023. I think they always had the mindset of a permanent OG game mode, but they just wanted to test it for a month to see if they could retain players for even a month on OG, which they did a very spectacular job at doing. But now that people know that they can hop on OG at any moment, is that going to hurt the player count, or will they be able to retain it and help them thrive?
So could that be a tease that this live event that happens is going to be different and it's going to derail the timeline into something new? It would be the perfect time for it to happen. Why? Because we experienced OG season 5, season 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We experienced it in 2023.
That would be cool, but I mean, how would they do that with seasons that are already current? And I mean, I still feel like people want to play the season 5 events and the season 6 events and get to watch Kevin the Cube one more time, because I do think Kevin the Cube will be a cool event again to watch, but I just don't know how Epic Games could do it. And if they did do it, I would fully support it, but they would just have to do it the right way, and I would have to put all my faith in Epic Games because my job is on the line, all right?
But Fortnite wants to release a casual mode where there's only like, I don't know, a couple real players and the rest of the players are bots. The non-casual mode could be more real players and feel more like OG, because back in chapter 1, there were no bots. I understand bots are a necessity in this day and age. You kind of need them for some players. But giving people the option to play a casual mode that's filled with bots, and then if they don't want to, if they want to play against real players, they can. That could solve the issue.
I 100% agree with Cypher on this. A casual game mode, I think, will completely change OG. And it's because another game has done this. Now, I have made a video on this already. It's only a couple of minutes long. It's on the info card up above. But if you want to watch it after this video, I'll have it at the end. But the biggest thing with a casual mode is exactly what Cypher said. You get options. Now, Call of Duty actually did this, and it rose their player count by almost 50%, which, think about it, if it rose Fortnite OG's player count, that's 50k players all the way up to 100k players. It's nice to have options. I've said this so many times in the past. If players get to have options in a game, they are more than likely going to play it, because if they don't like one mechanic and it doesn't have it in the other mode, they're going to play that other mode if they enjoy the game. I think that's why so many people aren't playing, and that's why I've also said to add old movement in the casual game mode, because a lot of people don't like newer movement. So just put it in that casual game mode along with a ton of bots, have it like 80 to 85 bots, and in the main game mode, do all of the modern movement and then keep a ton of players in there. I think that would be amazing, because I'm sick and tired of playing against bots, and it just makes it horrible to play in. I'm sorry, I hate even saying that, but it's just not fun to play with bots, in my opinion, because I have a higher skill level than most players.
I know some people are saying, hey, you know, we need OG movement. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think the current Fortnite movement is infinitely better, and if you had OG movement without being able to sprint, slide, and mantle, it would be a turnoff for a lot of players.
I don't disagree with Cypher at all on this. Now, I'm hoping that Cypher actually did watch one of my videos. He very well could have, but I mainly suggested OG movement for a third game mode. Like I said earlier, just having OG movement in the casual game mode, it gives people options, it gives people a reason to come back, and if somebody doesn't like the newer movement and they want to go to the old movement, go to the casual game mode. Like I've said before, especially since there's bots in the casual game mode, I definitely think it would be a big reason. But yes, I do agree. I think OG movement in the regular game mode with all of the real players, it just wouldn't be as good, because people would just want to play the main game mode that they're used to. Now, that's pretty much the end of the video from Cypher, and do I think he was right? 100%. I think a lot of the things that Cypher listed is things that Epic Games needs to see, and if Epic Games is watching this video, go back and watch Cypher PK's video, because he did an amazing job explaining what the OG community wants, and also what players that don't play OG want in the game mode. So if you enjoyed this video, make sure to watch the casual game mode video that I have on the left side of the screen. Also, sub to the channel. We're going to be doing a lot more OG content. And comment down below if you think Cypher PK was right about Fortnite OG and what they need to do. Guys, thank you so much. It's been your boy Tricky, and I'm out. Peace.